swine flu. Don't go get the swine flu vaccine.
There is one little word that could save your health. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And we're back with What's Ailing America with my guest Desiree Rover. DesireeRover.nl. And she does have a section in there where you can check out articles in English, thankfully. And I really hope you get that HPV vaccine published, translated into English, which you're an excellent translator, because we really need to get that out there to the people. This, like I said, in my opinion, is one of the most dangerous vaccines they've ever concocted. And, of course, as far as my research shows, the human papillomavirus was actually created in a laboratory to begin with. Here in the States, we have the Special Virus Cancer Program, which was started back in the time of Nixon. I have hundreds and hundreds of pages of documents from that program, which shows that they've been making viruses to cause cancer. So then they made this virus, and of course, there's so many possible problems that this vaccine can cause. Not to mention cervical cancer, they're injecting you with the virus that causes cervical cancer. It also causes, you know, venereal warts. So they're trying to give it to boys now so that they can get that going. Infertility. As I said, any possible chronic disease can be caused by these vaccines. It just depends on where your weakness is in your immune system. And when you really start getting into this, it's amazing to me how they pulled this off in the first place. Now, I know from personal experience, you know, sleep deprivation, nutritional deprivation, that's how they turn the doctors into robots. And basically, you know, you don't ask questions. You just, you know, memorize what they tell you, spit it out on an exam, do a mind wipe, and get ready for the next semester. That's how it works. But that's why people have to do their own research. What I try to tell people is, don't believe anything I say. Check it out for yourself. We've been lied to about everything. So we can't believe the quote-unquote authorities, especially when we realize that they have an agenda to depopulate the Earth by 90%, as per Agenda 21 of the UN. So it is a very daunting reality that we have to face. But, of course, facing that reality can save your life. And that's why this is so important. I mean, I just like you, I cover so many things on my show, What's Ailing America? I always say I will never run out of answers to that question. However, there's nothing more important than your health. Because if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. And if you're sick, you cannot stand, you cannot fight, you cannot say no. You're basically just a captive in their system.
Yeah, I call that the oxygen mask approach. In the airplane, they always say, put on your own mask first and then help another person. So, yeah, take care of your own health first and then you can help another person. Otherwise, right. You can't. Yeah.
Right. And do your research. Go ahead.
Sorry. Well, I wanted to add about HPV vaccines. I have on my website an HPV part with an English flyer, Healthy Alternatives for HPV Vaccines. And I explained that the contraception pill will deplete folic acid, vitamin B3, C, and A. And those are the substances that cervix needs to be healthy. So no need for a vaccine, only a diet with enough of folic acid, vitamin B3, vitamin C, and vitamin A. And I give examples of in what food products these vitamins and things are. So it's mm-hmm. It's one page. It's very healthy foods for you and your cervix is on it. It's one A4 page. So all the information is there.
Okay, wait, I'm looking at your site now. The English section, is it on the English section?
No, it's on the right HPV. It says HPV, if you take a look there.
Okay. All right, we're going to another break. I'm checking it out now. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival competent. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. GeoffLawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
And we're back with What's Hailing America. We have on the line my special guest, Desiree Rover from the Netherlands. Desiree, D-E-S-I-R-E-E, Rover, R-O-V-E-R.N-L. I just brought up that page about the HPV vaccine. Unfortunately, you need to do some translating there as well. But I just wanted to ask you, at what point did you realize that your son that got cancer from the vaccines? Because I'm sure you now know that no vaccine has ever been tested to see if it causes cancer, because they know that the vaccines cause cancer.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's actually Dr. Vera Scheibner who told me. I met her when I was in Australia in 1996. I was there with some material from the anti-vaccination lobby here in Holland to write an article on vaccination. I hadn't asked questions about vaccination because I didn't know anything about it really. And I had no cause for worry about it. And with the material of this anti-vaccination lobby, I could not really write the story that I felt needed to be written because I didn't have enough input there. They sort of wanted to be appreciated by the white coats and never said, call the spade a spade, so to speak. Right. So then the cosmos moved in And I was in Katoomba in the Blue Mountains. I had 10 more minutes before my the lady I was staying with was going to pick me up. And I went into a tiny bookstore, and a very dark thing. At the end of it, there was this bright red book calling me. And that was Dr. Vieira's book, Vaccination, A Medical Assault on the Immune System.
Excellent.
And I opened
book. Yes,
and I opened it, and I saw that she was living three villages down the road. And I thought, okay, Cosmos, I can take a hint. And so I called her, and we met at the doorstep of the local Blue Mountain radio station, where the landlady where I was staying had her program Kaleidoscope. And my first question to Vieira was, I haven't really had time to really read your book, but what I gleaned from it is that there is a connection between the polio vaccines and AIDS. And Estelle, the lady I was staying with, she almost fainted behind the controls. And Vieira put her thumb in the air and started explaining. And this has been a friendship from day one. It's amazing. And the funny part is, in our horoscopes, all the planets are in the same houses. Mm-hmm. So do we understand each other, Vieira and I? Yeah, we do. And so I stayed with her twice for 3 months, both times in 2008 and 2012. So I have seen her work on the reports for shaken baby syndrome babies to help parents not to be put in jail. And she also made a report for a Dutch boy here in Holland who died. He's almost 9 years old, and he died 3 days later after his vaccination, DTP in one arm and MMR in the other. And of course, there was no link to the vaccine. And I have been sitting in at the home of these parents when the woman from the RIVM, so the institute that divides vaccines in Holland, she was there to hear what the parents had to say. And when I dropped the word immune suppression, she looked at me as if I had stung her with a needle.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is a very dirty word in vaccine land, because they try to uphold the idea that vaccination does not create immune suppression, while it is the first thing that is happening after you vaccinate someone. His whole immune system goes dead. So,
Let me just say, it's the T cells that go dead. The B cells go into hyperdrive and start creating antibodies against anything, and that's how you get autoimmune disease. But for the listeners that do not know, and I want to say I'm very sorry, I haven't been able to interview Dr. Scheibner because, unfortunately, her being in Australia, you know, the time difference makes it difficult. But that book that Desiree mentioned is such an important book. And Dr. Scheibner actually started investigating what they call cot death, which is what we call sudden infant death syndrome in Australia. She went in with no preconceived notions, never even considered vaccines as being involved. But as all of us who have done our homework have found, yes, in fact, there's a history of vaccinations very shortly before the death. And I'm sure you know Police Officer Chris Savage in Australia, who's been a guest on my show, who was also fired. Right, he's also been fired because he started talking about vaccines when he would go into the homes of these dead babies because he had had a vaccine reaction to hepatitis B, and they fired him just for bringing it up. So it's so obvious that this is like some kind of a sacred cow. And it's really funny that the minion told you that, you know, you're nobody, you can't be listened to because you're not a doctor. Well, people that are doctors aren't listened to either. You know, in my case, I was said to have a delusion of conspiracy So they just have any excuse they can come up with to try to poo-poo the truth as we know it, because we've done our homework. And I'm constantly finding out new information. A couple of months ago, people send me so many things. I was sent an article out of Italy where they determined that baldness is from vaccines, you know, because you develop antibodies against the hair follicles. I mean, name an autoimmune disease, it's from vaccines. When you realize how big this is, that's why I talk about vaccine-induced diseases being the biggest epidemic the world has ever known, which, you know, has put me right in the crosshairs, because I don't care. I went to medical school because I wanted to help people, and when I saw what's really going on, that's when I decided I am going to stand up against these psychopaths. And, you know, my goal is to cause the death of medicine, because our bodies have the capability of healing ourselves. If you eat good food, drink good water, you know, breathe good oxygen as best you can here on Chemtrail Planet, and stay away from the white coats, you're going to probably do pretty well.
Yeah. Well, basically, vaccination sets you up from day one in your life almost for being defenseless against all the other attacks, like chemtrails, food, water fluoridation, and that sort of thing. So radiation, often it's radiation that is the third step in the WHO memo 1-2-3 weapon.
Right. Now after Fukushima, we got plenty of radiation, right?
Absolutely, yes. And the lies that they tell you can so easily tell them what the truth is. Because, for instance, they always talk about herd immunity.
Yeah.
But they use herd immunity in the sense of vaccine coverage. And that's totally different things. Herd immunity is what Hedrick in 1930, so much, I don't know exactly, 32 or 37, found in Boston when he was looking into measles. And he saw that measles is a cyclical sickness, and it has to do with when 68% of the population has antibodies against measles, there will be no measles. Is it below that percentage, then measles will come back. And that is herd immunity.
Mm-hmm.
And that is totally different from all these vaccinated people who get the illness at strange moments in their life outside the normal age brackets. And I have here an article from a Dutch newspaper on 7th of February. They tell about a minion of the Erasmus University who is getting promoted on his research into measles. And in the paper, they show a little baby with a pacifier with all the dots in his face. No, that's not normal. Measles is for children between 6 and 12. That's where it originally should be. I had measles in that time frame.
Mm-hmm. So
and then and then this guy, this Rory de Vries, says, in the old days, mothers got measles themselves and therefore had a very strong natural immunity against the disease and passed this on to their children. And then, now he goes flat on his face in his own banana peel, but the mothers of today have been vaccinated as a child and therefore have less antibodies to pass on. Aha. So what he's saying is that you have been vaccinated and the quality of your immune system against measles is inferior. Interesting.
Right. Well, not only that, but what he's saying is that they actually have a chronic infection with measles. That's what they're passing on to their children. And I found that actually stated in my Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine. The truth is in there amongst the lies. Okay, there's the music again. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Back with What's Ailing America with my special guest Desiree Rover, and I just want to mention, I don't know if you've seen this, on my drcarly.com site, which is where I have some of my scarier documents, I have my response to the CDC's Public Health Protection Guide, and in that response I actually quoted from one of my medical books, which thankfully I saved all my medical books, transcripts, and notes so that I could go through them again after I caught up on my sleep, which, by the way, took me about 5 years before I ever started dreaming again, and that's how I realized how bad sleep deprivation is. But as I mentioned in this article, as stated in Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine, 6th edition, page 943, and I quote, "Rarely is prevention of infection per se considered to be an important goal of vaccination. In fact, asymptomatic infection can serve to enhance and prolong the immune response." So that's why I'm saying they're basically giving the mom a chronic infection with measles. And this goes to show how dangerous the vaccines during pregnancy are, especially because you're also inoculating the fetus with disease before it even has an immune system. But in fact, this is self-evident that prevention of disease has nothing to do with vaccination. And actually, as I'm just just scanning through Dr. Scheibner's response to the 16-page Australian pro-vaccine book, entitled The Science of Immunization Questions and Answers. You got to laugh at that title. She actually states on page 42, which is something I found in Harrison's as well, that vaccines such as whooping cough have been used to deliberately induce encephalomyelitis and its subsequent demyelination in laboratory animals. Now, I would love to be a fly on the wall in any of these conferences that you're talking about to ask one of these minions. Now, let me get this straight. When you want to create encephalomyelitis and demyelination in a laboratory animal, you give the animal the same vaccines that you're giving to the children. Now, how does that work? That it causes this problem in lab animals, but not in children. I would love to hear them answer that question.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I know about that thing, and I put it in my articles also. Yeah, it's very strange. It's partial perception almost, or these people are academically stunted, for a better word, of being blackmailed into, bending right. The truth.
Right. Well, I think they have no conscience. They've sold their soul for cash. I will not even give them the benefit of having an excuse. See, I have no compassion for these monsters at all. You know, I've been threatened, okay? Yes, here in hell, if you tell the truth, you get threatened. So if you don't tell the truth and you cause all this damage, what are the spiritual, side effects of that going to be? Apparently, they just don't worry about that because, they're psychopaths. I don't know.
Yeah, many of them are. And I think I know about a Canadian university who selects the students who want to be a doctor on the question, why do you want to be a doctor? And if they say, like you did, I want to help people, then they had no chance. The right answer here was, I'm in it for the money.
Right. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I know about that, and it's not just medicine. They have developed questions to ask on any one of these, entrance exams, be it the medical, MCATs, LSAT for lawyers, whatever. They're actually looking for the psychopaths. Those are the ones they want. I'm sure they had, no idea how bad it was going to be for them that I snuck in under the radar. But basically, my medical education, the only thing it's done for me is to show me how bad it is out there with my profession, and that's why, I do what I do. And I'm so glad to meet people like you, and as I said, Dr. Rob, the veterinarian, is going to be on next week. There are lots of us all over the globe that are basically telling people the truth, and as that consciousness continues to expand, there is going to be a tipping point, and I don't know where these monsters are going to hide. Because once it's realized the damage and suffering they have caused, there's not enough money on the planet to pay people damages for what has been done to them.
No.
So forget about that. These people need to be charged with crimes against humanity. And, of course, our problem is we have no place to go to place those charges.
No, that is what Kevin Annette is trying to do with another arena where the same thing is going on, the pedophilia in churches and in state schools and the rest of it, killing indigenous people.
Yeah, he's been my guest many times, and actually the Pope has resigned, so it looks like some things are heating up over there in the Vatican. All we can do is try the best we can to do what we do. And,
shine a light.
Shine a light, exactly. The light shall, basically expose the darkness. Okay, we're going to another break. We have Sheila from Pennsylvania and Wes from Idaho holding on. We'll bring you on after the break, so please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
And we're back with What's Ailing America with my guest Desiree Rover from the Netherlands. And all I can say is I'm so uplifted by finding these other people that know what I know and are doing what I do. There's no question in my mind that this is a force that cannot be stopped. And I'm just so honored to have found you, Desiree, and to know what you're up to. And, you know, I'm convinced that eventually there is going to be a 100th monkey phenomena, you know, whatever you want to call it, where people are going to get it. And once they get it, then they're going to start investigating 9/11 and other things as well. And that's when they're really going to get pissed and realize.
It is to our advantage that the powers that so bloody want to be, as I call them, are accelerating their agenda because they do stupid things. It's too much because they have no empathy. They cannot place themselves in our position to know how it is to receive all the things that they do. So they can't know when they go overboard with it. And they are going overboard right now with vaccines and all the other things.
Right.
So,
well, and especially as the traitor-in-chief Obama and all of his cohorts are trying to, you know, bring about gun control, it's so obvious we're having all of these shootings, which are almost always, you know, the CIA is involved or the Mossad. You know, these are not just crazy people going into shoes, schools. These are Manchurian candidates or whatever else is it may be. And it's just getting very obvious for people. They just keep lining up the bodies and saying that we need to get rid of the guns. Well, guess what? More and more people are buying guns. So that's how that's working out.
Yeah, but it's always working like that, I see, around me. And there is one thing that is also involved in these shootings. Apparently, I heard on an American radio show, someone explained that there always are Gwen Towers involved also. So HAARP and Gwen Towers and voice-to-skull communication, that sort of thing is also involved always.
And psych drugs. It's always the big picture. There's so many ways that they can control consciousness, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they have all the power, but they miss the capacity to love and the capacity to place yourself in the other person's position. And they miss creativity because they always use ad nauseum the same strategies. And I recognize these strategies everywhere, in every discipline where I look. It's the same strategy. It's quite boring, actually.
Right. Well, that's the good news, though, that they use the same strategy. So once you understand and see what they're up to, you know, you can actually predict what they're going to do next.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, we have some callers on the line. Sheila from Pennsylvania, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Dr. Carly. Thanks for having me on. And I want to say hi to Desiree. And I want to say thanks for doing a great job. And basically, I just want to say a little bit what you girls were talking about previous to what I'm going to say. You know, these people, they're doubles. They have no soul. They're completely soulless. They have no compassion. They're unable to feel compassion. They have one plan, and that's to depopulate the world. And that's why they have vaccines and everything that you girls were talking about is exactly part of their plan, like Dr. Carly brought out about Agenda 21, to reduce down the population. And just to add to this whole atrocity of madness, what they're doing, I read back some years ago about the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission and how they had this. I include them in there as well because they want to take nuclear waste, you know, from you know, the nuclear treatment plants and do away with it somehow. Well, they thought, how about we recycle it and put it into everyday household products? So I haven't heard about that for quite some time, and now it resurfaced because I get a lot of email as well from different people, and it's now the good old feds are up to it again. They would like to release radioactive metal into our everyday products. And if I just want to read a little bit,
And let me just say, including belt buckles, silverware, etc. Go ahead.
Exactly, yes. Exactly. And braces for children's teeth, and also you know, like anything that metal is used. Think about all of the titanium that's used for people that have bone replacements done. So I just want to add that it just never ends with these devils. I mean, this is what their whole life is about, is thinking of ways to destroy us. And you know, so anyway, girls, I just want to say thank you very, very much. And doing a wonderful job, and I don't know, Dr. Carly, if you would, in any time, do a show about this, about how they are, you know, taking this radioactive material and recycling it into everyday household products, and you know, oh, and I almost forgot, you're talking about chemtrails. I was just reading about strontium, how they're putting strontium in the chemtrails now. And so I have to wonder, are these, which it wouldn't surprise me at all. I know it wouldn't surprise you girls as well, or your listeners that are awake to all of this. But they're taking this recycled nuclear waste and radioactive waste and putting them up there in chemtrails. I mean, you have to wonder.
Well, the problem is, like I was saying earlier, if you have a conscience, you can't even conceive of this evil. And that is one of the problems that I hear from people that will say, well, they're being exposed to the same things they're doing to us, so how could they do that? And the answer is, of course, they know about the countermeasures. They're taking advantage of the countermeasures. And, you know, if you're insane, you're insane. I mean, there is no limit to what they will do.
Absolutely.
But yes, I am aware of that. And in fact, in my local newspaper here in North Carolina, a couple of days ago, there was an article, one of our nuclear reactors is leaking. And, you know, it's basically notice of grace. They're telling us what's going on. What are the people going to do? Are they talking about shutting down the reactor? Of course not. They're going to build more. And that's where people, I think, feel really impotent, because it's like, it's just so massive. Where do you start? And that's where I feel very strongly. You start with where you can say no, and that is involving vaccines.
Well, thanks. Thank
you for calling, Sheila. Any comments, Desiree? Are you using nuclear waste to make silverware over there in the Netherlands?
I don't know, but the whole story of the nuclear waste reminds me, it's the same pattern as what they did with fluoride. It's an aluminum industry product, which is very toxic. And, well, let's put it into the water.
Right.
And I was the other day with Hans Molenburg. He is a doctor of 87 years, and he stopped his practice 5 years ago, but he still is active in the lecture circuit, a presentation giving. And we did a television recording, video recording with him and woman in Holland who has a vaccine-free website in Dutch. And we talked about all sorts of things concerning vaccines. And this doctor has been the one person with a lot of other people around him who has stopped in the 1970s the fluoridating of the Dutch tap water. So we don't have fluoride in our drinking water. Thanks to him. Yeah, good for him. And he still is going strong, fighting the good fight. Yeah, well, it's amazing.
Well, and it's great because at his age, I mean, he's retired and now he's free. He can speak the truth. I mean, what are they going to do to him?
Yeah, well, he already spoke his truth and he has written a lot of books about it. And what I have done and am intending to do is to record a session with him and take apart the Dutch vaccination brochure for parents, the same way that Vera did. Because in that brochure, they say things like that measles, in the old days, there were many kids hospitalized.
Yeah.
And I asked Hans, and he said, well, not on my watch. So it's ridiculous what they say. They just pour fear into people so they can only go into their fight-flight mechanism and not think straight anymore.
Exactly.
And I always teach people, sit and start breathing calmly. Then you get out of your fight-flight mechanism. And then if your breath is really calm again and your heart rate, then you can think straight again. Wait for that moment until you decide to do left or right.
And use common sense and ask questions like what I said. If this germ is bad, then how come injecting it into our bloodstream is a good thing along with all the other crap in there? You see, if you start with that question, that ends it right there. And especially when you realize there's something like colloidal silver that kills all these bugs, you don't have to be vaccinated to begin with. Yes, the lies are so massive, and that's why I am so glad that I've had two major moves in the last 7 years, from New York to Florida and then to North Carolina, and I dragged all these books and transcripts and medical notes with me. And it has just been amazing to go back into those, different sources of information that medical students are lied to about. You know, you can find the truth buried in there. but it's almost all lies.
Yeah, and knowing what you know now.
Knowing
what you know now, going into that same material is very interesting. Vera Scheibner actually does the same. She has been rewriting her polio chapter of her red book that I said, vaccination and medical assault on the immune system, and her polio chapter now is a book by itself. Because she went again to the same articles that she read 20 years ago. And now, knowing so much more, she can glean so much more information from those same pages. Right. Very interesting.
She's a PhD, isn't she?
Yeah, she has a PhD. She is a...
reason I'm asking is because I'm just curious. So they couldn't go after her medical license.
She has no medical license. She studied medicine for 1 year in Bratislava and then switched to micropaleontology. That's what it is. Yeah.
So they can't go after any license.
No, they cannot touch her.
Okay.
And the point is that she has such a rigorous scientific training that when I'm with her, I really get educated because I can't say just what I want to say offhand. No, I really have to think about how I formulate my words, how I say something, because if I make a mistake, tuck, she's on top of it.
Right.
You can't say it like that. It's blah, blah, blah. It's very enlightening. I loved it. Yeah.
Okay, we're running short of time so quickly. We have another caller, Wes from Idaho. Are you there, Wes?
Yes. Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello, Wes.
Dr. Carly, I got a question for your guest. What about Paul Thorson indicted for fraud? He's supposed to be extradited.
In regards to his lying about the mercury issue, right?
Correct. He was kind of hired by the CDC to bring up a study concoct that autism was not caused by vaccinations, but then he was indicted for wire fraud and a number of other things, embezzlement. And I guess he's over in Denmark to be extradited. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with him.
Well, let me just say, and then I'll have Desiree comment. To me, this is another example of how they're basically trying to scam the people. I'm sure he did all the things he's accused of doing. However, mercury has nothing to do with autism. And this is yet another attempt to make people say, oh, you see, the guy's a scam artist because he said mercury didn't cause autism. Mercury doesn't cause autism. It's the measles virus and the tissue cultures that do it. So, you know, this is how it works, especially with the autism community, because these parents are the most active of any parents of vaccine-damaged children. And so it's just another attempt to divert their attention. Do you know anything further about that case, Desiree?
No, I know of the case, but since this is a Danish person and not a Dutch person, that's a different country. So, yeah, I know what he did initially, but what happened to him, I have no clue.
And there's a Dr. Kent on YouTube.
Yes, I love him.
He gives a two-hour lecture. It's pretty much built on the book Dr. Mary's Monkey.
Yeah, that's a great video, yeah.
And it's pointed out that in 1942, when they introduced antibiotics, the polio cases jumped up 26 times, and that was a big reason for their push for a polio vaccination, because they wanted to cover up this mess that antibiotics had created. But if you hadn't watched that yet, Rebecca, I'd like to hear your comments on it.
Well, yes, I have watched it. He doesn't really say anything that I haven't been saying for 15 years. I have interviewed the author of Dr. Mary's Monkey, but he puts it together in another way, which is very good. I mean, the more people we have out there speaking the truth, the better. So, yes, I do agree. It's a very good YouTube.
Thank you. Carry on.
Okay.
We will.
All right. Go ahead, Desiree. Any comments?
Well, I watched that Dr. Tent autoimmune diseases video also. Yeah, people, take a look at it. And on my website, I have a video in English. Haha. Of a presentation I gave in 2008 in Amsterdam, and I go also into the history of vaccination.
Very, very good. Okay, I'm looking for it on your website. I don't see it, but we're going to a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, folks, for the last segment of What's Ailing America and the World. It's
there are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The last segment of What's Ailing America. I'm so glad to have had my guest, Desiree Rover, medical research journalist, author, and radio host. Her website is DesireeRover.nl. And yes, I just checked it out. She has a link on the side to radio shows in Dutch and English. And the show that we did on February 17th is posted there. But just in going through it, it's amazing. You have many of the people that I've had on my show as well. And basically, obviously, you've also realized that, you know, what's ailing America, what's ailing the world, the list is endless. And yeah. It's very good to know that there's many people that are researching whatever area that they're interested in, because one thing leads you to the next thing. And it's only by knowing exactly how bad it is that we're going to realize we're already dead. So you might as well lose your fear and get up and stand up and say no, you're not going to take it anymore, because the alternative is death.
Yeah. When I talk to a friend of mine who does into the economy discipline what I do in medicine, and when we have a conversation about what is happening in the world, we always look at each other and say, whoa, same strategy, different discipline. Mm-hmm. It is amazing. And yeah, he also the parallels between the basis, I mean, the basics of vaccination and Western medical so-called science is Jenner and Pasteur. Well, Jenner was a liar, Pasteur was a liar. The reality is Bernard and Bechant. The milieu of the body, if that is okay, you are healthy. If it's not okay, you need to make it okay, because if the milieu in the body is unhealthy, then all the microbes that are in your body doing their jobs are changing their shape and their what they are doing. So then that makes you ill.
Exactly.
That is the truth. And I found a saying by Buddha, three things cannot be long hidden, the sun, the moon, and the truth.
I love that. And yeah. Actually, it's really amazing, as I've been doing lectures and TV and radio shows over the years, I used to say that if you had a fish that was sick because his fishbowl was dirty, would you vaccinate him with disease? Or would you change the fishbowl? And that's an analogy, obviously, to the milieu of the body, which is the cells and how toxic they are. And then I found out they are vaccinating the fish. Farm-raised fish are vaccinated. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So they're growing fish in sewer water and then vaccinating them on top of it. Yeah, it's just truly amazing.
And then we eat them.
With
the antibiotics and all the other crap that they have had. Yeah.
And they're delicious. Yes. I know. it's just so insane. And actually, it's very interesting. If you go to the store and you talk to your butcher or your seafood person and ask them, would you eat this stuff? Especially if it's from Thailand or someplace and it says farm raised, they will whisper the words, nope. Well, thank you so much, Desiree. I really enjoyed the show. Keep up the good work. Definitely keep in contact. And as I said, come back next week, folks. We're going to hear from a veterinarian who is doing the right thing. So we'll talk then. Bye-bye.